It's time for an Awaken Me Now prophetic moment with Prophetess Cadence McCall from Cadence McCall Prophetic Ministries. You can participate in this prophetic moment of personal prophecy by calling in. Stand by for Prophetess Cadence McCall.
All right. All right, hello and good evening, Jacksonville, Florida. This is Prophetess Cadence McCall speaking with you tonight all the way from Beaumont, Texas and the Houston, Texas region. I just want to bless everybody tonight that's listening in on the line. I have some feedback coming in. I have some feedback coming in over the airwaves. Let me see if we can correct that. Amen. God bless you. God bless you, all those that are listening and waiting to call in to 904-296-2251 to hear from the Lord tonight. I welcome everyone that's not only listening while you're driving in your cars or sitting at home with your radio on, or maybe you have your iPhone or iPad or Android in your hand and you turn the app on in order to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying tonight. I welcome you all. I welcome those that are currently watching on social media, both on my page as well as Prophetess Kayla Benoit's page. All right, guys, this is an Awaken Me Now moment, and we know how this Awaken Me Now moment goes. Each week when I come on, if it's not by myself, I have a special guest, and whatever that guest particularly feels that the Spirit of the Lord is awakening within you for that moment and at that time of night for that particular broadcast is what we are going to focus on. So tonight, I want to go, and I hope everyone is able to hear me fine and dandy, and my voice is going clear through the airwaves of the city of Jacksonville and the surrounding regions at this moment. Tonight, I have, again, Prophetess Kayla Benoit, and I'm going to go ahead and we're going to introduce her to you. We are currently in Texas working on a project, producing a prophetic album, different songs that I've written and composed. She's singing as well as adding some of her own songs onto the CD. So we're excited about what God is doing and about what he is releasing with that in this season. All right, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to introduce you. Ms. Kayla, can you speak to the people tonight and tell us a little bit about yourself?
Hello, Jacksonville. Good evening to everyone. I am Prophetess Kayla, Prophetic Summons here in Beaumont, Texas. And the Lord is, he's showing his hand mighty. All I can say, my introduction, Prophetess, is to God be the glory. God is doing such an amazing thing in this season, in this hour for God's people. And I'm so, so excited that we are on God's agenda. My God, heaven is with us, and he's backing us up on this project. That we're about to release to the nation, another prophetic worship CD with a lot of just worship, bringing God's people
back. Tell us
back.
About your first worship CD that you produced.
My goodness. My first worship CD was done here in Beaumont, Texas, and it's called Invade Us With Your Glory. And the Lord, me and my producer, we went into intercession probably for about 3 hours before the Lord released me to get on the mic. And I mean, it downloaded strictly straight from heaven, from the throne room. And it's just saying, you know, God invade us with your glory. And it's an humbling song, telling the Lord that here we are, his servant, here to be used by him, and asking God, just crying out for the glory of God to come down into the land, for God's people to bring revival back into dark areas where people need to come out of bondage and be healed and delivered and set free in their minds, their emotional area. And that's basically what this worship project was about when I first did the song. And it was strictly, again, the Holy Spirit gave us the lyrics. He gave me the music. I composed it through him, just went into prayer, and the Lord just used me on the keyboard, the drums, and it became a sound from heaven.
A sound from heaven, my God. Kayla, what I want you – I'm sorry, guys, we have a little bit of background noise here, an interruption. Kayla, what I want you to go ahead and – tell the people tonight, what I've seen coming from your ministry is so unique. Normally, people invite people to come preach in order to release the gifting of the Spirit, or to demonstrate the glory and the power. But the way that God is using you is actually like a worship revivalist. You're going into these places, you're going into these regions, you're going into these churches, and the glory of God is beginning to fall as you're singing prophetically, not only through what you're playing on the keys, but as well as what you're singing to and over the people there. And people are being healed, people are being delivered, people are being called back to the feet of Christ. People are being awakened in this now moment and being pulled out of the chains of religion and the bondage of everything that modern day Christendom as we know it has sucked the majority of people into when it comes to the mainstream church. So I want you to just go ahead and testify before we begin to take some live calls, exactly what is it that you begin to see with the people as far as the way God has just been doing spontaneous deliverance, spontaneous healing, spontaneous victory? Can you go ahead and just tell us how the Spirit of God has shifted and is operating differently than he usually operates, even in what we know as a traditional Pentecostal, a traditional charismatic, a traditional apostolic service? Can you please let us know?
Yes, God. I mean, in these engagements, seriously, it's been just like the scripture said, not by might nor power, but by his Spirit. And everybody, I'll go back to even how we got started with this. Everybody that's on this project or on this assignment, Prophetess, I mean, we stay before the Lord.
Yes.
We're fasting, we're praying, we're really seeking not the hand of God, but the heart of God. Amen. And we asking Abba Father, what is it that you want to release? What sound, God, is pleasing to you? And that's going to allow the Holy Spirit to really take fully control and have the capacity to release the glory into the earth realm. And so this is what we're doing. We're just making ourselves available and saying, God, we're nothing, but we're asking you, God, to increase that we decrease. And I'm not just saying, because first of all, you know, Prophet, is that worship is not just a something that you speak out of your mouth, but it's a lifestyle of worship.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. You have to live this thing. And I'm not saying, because sometimes, you know, everybody, nobody's perfect, but this is the thing, having a David heart.
Amen.
A repentance heart.
Amen.
You know, not just doing things because, taking God's heart for granted and saying, I can just sin and do whatever I want to do and God is going to forgive me anyway. No, God is calling his people back to correction, to have the heart of God, meaning that you care about him, not just with your lips, but your lifestyle. And I'm not saying that I'm perfect, but I love God, Prophetess. And I know you have the same heart, and it's like, my God, if I mess up and get out of line, I cry. I break because I'm like, oh my God. Like David said, one thing is, Lord, don't take your presence away from me.
Yes.
And so this is the main agenda for these engagements is, again, to bring the people back to the feet of God, to sit at his feet, even leaders that may have lost their way or maybe just because they have so much that they're releasing the people. We're inviting leaders to come in to just get imparted an impartation, to get refilled, to be revived, to allow God to refresh them in his glory. And so that's what we're calling for. Just for the and I heard God said, he said that heaven, every time we go in these settings, heaven comes down, touchdown.
Yes, God have mercy, Jesus.
It touched down. So it's no, like I said, it's not about being this famous singer and whatever, because God knows I'm not about none of that. I've been around all of that, but I've always stayed in the back, and I said, God, I just want to stay humble. And I was taught that humble is the way up.
And I want you to share something right there. When you say that you've always stayed in the back and humble is the way up, I know that you've been around some big-time people, and I'm not going to mention specific names, but when I tell y'all she's been around some, I mean big, big people. I'm not just talking about big people in the church, okay?
Right.
I'm talking about big people in the secular artist arena. I want you to tell the people, how is it that you avoided getting sucked into the celebrity spirit that begins to cling to people when God begins to promote them or raise them up as
my God. Again, allowing God takes me back to Psalms 51. I read that. I try to read it daily. Just asking God to create in me a clean heart, renew a right spirit within me. Also, now this is important. This is important. It's important to have a lineage of people around you who have a foundation of living the life of purity and holiness.
Amen.
And when you draw to that, when you have leaders that are carrying the glory within them and the Holy Spirit, yes, and they're telling you, baby, stay at the feet of Jesus, this is why, this is how I've been able, even with my mother, she instilled in us as little children to allow the Holy Spirit to have his way and to be our GPS and to, you know, really, really stay humble. Stay humble, stay humble. And so that's how I've been grounded, and I've been able to stay, you know, and not get all haughty and arrogant and walking in the spirit of pride or any of that, because I want, and another thing, fearing God.
Yes, the fear of the Lord.
Having the fear of the Lord, not wanting to take his glory.
Amen. And I want to say something there. The fact that you operate in prophetic worship, okay, the word of God says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. You have to have wisdom to tap into the mind of God.
Oh,
you have to have wisdom in order to tap into the prophetic moment of now and to release the sound of now to be able to hear in the spirit realm what the angels are singing and for you to reverberate and unction that sound. So the fact that you can even prophetically flow the way that you do, and the fact that the glory meets you in the midst of the prophetic flow, proves that you have the fear of the Lord, because you cannot have wisdom without the fear of the Lord.
Amen.
The word of God says that the wisdom the world offers is fleshy and sensual and not of God. But the wisdom that the Father offers comes down from the Fathers of light and is pure and holy, full of justice, full of knowledge, and full of everything you need for purpose and destiny.
Amen. Amen.
In this season, when you see people beginning to walk in purpose and destiny, it's because they have coming out of a moment where they have maintained the fear of the Lord and kept the boundaries of the fear of the Lord upon their life in order to lead them by still waters and by green pastures in order to sit at the very table that has been prepared for them in the midst of their enemy.
My God.
So that right there confirms the anointing on your life and confirms what God is saying and doing now concerning your life.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Those listening, if you're not on social media, we are live on social media right now. I need you to go to Cadence McCall, CadenceMccall. Come on to my page. We're getting ready to start live prophecy at 904-296-2251. Before I go into that, what is the vein that we are flowing in prophetically tonight? It says here in the book of Psalms, he causes grass to grow for the livestock and provides crops for man to cultivate, producing food from the earth. Wine that makes the heart glad, making your face shine with oil, and bread that's going to sustain your heart. So what is it that's happening tonight? What is it that God is getting ready to do over the airwaves of Jacksonville, Florida tonight? And those of you that call in the surrounding states in the nation that are tuned in via social media or your Praise 107.9 FM app on your smartphone, listen. God is getting ready to cause the grass to grow in your life for the livestock that he's bringing into your life. What is that? Oh, Rabba Shunday for the livestock. In the Old Testament, livestock represented wealth. It represented an exchange of currency. It represented collateral. It represented something, insurance, that you were able to exchange something if you had collateral damage. So God is getting ready to allow your territory expand in order to house your collateral, because he's getting ready to exchange your collateral for wealth.
My God.
He's getting ready to exchange that which you have been holding on to like a spiritual pawn shop in the spirit.
My God
is getting ready to break the cycle of collateral damage over your life and exchange the currency for divine wealth.
My God.
It says he causes grass to go for the livestock and provides crops for man to cultivate. God is getting ready to hand some ground, some regions, some territories into your life because you've been entrusted as a good steward.
Jesus.
Wendy Williams, you're getting ready to cultivate.
Jesus.
You're getting ready to steward. You're getting ready to monopolize on the land. God's getting ready to give you a spiritual economy, and you're getting ready to legislate accordingly with the wealth that he gives you for the collateral that you have.
Yes, God.
It says he produces food from the earth, wine that makes your heart glad. There's a new level of joy getting ready to come to some of you.
Yes.
It says, be ye not drunk with wine, but be ye filled with the Spirit.
Yes, Jesus.
There's a new level of joy. Why is joy getting ready? Because the proverbial wisdom even teaches that wealth makes the heart happy.
Jesus.
Wealth makes the heart happy. Wealth makes the, and money answereth all things. Some of the reason why you're depressed, you're struggling, you cannot go forward into everything that God has called you and sanctioned you to do in this season.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
It's because you don't have the currency that's answering all things in your life, so you're wondering what's going on. And tonight, God says that you begin to call in to 904-296-251. He's getting ready to turn the tables in your behalf.
Yes.
The prepared table.
Jesus' name.
Oh, everybody has an enemy. There's nobody in this life who ever walks. It doesn't matter what arena, if you're in politics, if you're in entertainment, if you're in business, if you're just somebody that just has friends. Everybody has faced the crisis of having an enemy. So in that sense, God is obligated, if you come to him, to reward you in front of everybody that did you wrong. It says he's going to make your face shine like oil. 904-296-2251. And there's going to be bread that he's going to give you. This will change your heart. As you can begin to call in tonight, the word I speak, the word Kayla speaks, the intercession, I'm telling you that the glory of God is getting ready to hit some of you in a tangible manner over the airwaves and instantaneously have an overnight transformation. Instantaneously have an overnight transformation. I'm a Robo Shanda. Prophetess Kayla, we're getting ready to tag team on this thing. Even those of you that are called into the music industry, you've been trying to produce albums. It hasn't been working. You've been stuck. You feel like you're a broke musician, a broke artist. God is wanting to restore some of you tonight with the bread that sustains the man's heart, according to Psalm 104. So I need to go ahead and take some calls. First caller, 904.
Life's thrown many punches, trying hard to knock me out. It's hard, but I'm fighting. Can't let my faith waver now. Change don't always feel good.
But I know that it's right.
For me. save me, no. Through it all, you're with me, yeah. Through every tear, through every pain, Lord. Through it all, you're with me, yeah. Every mountain high. Feel alone, my heart is broken, shattered, it hurts, but I'm trying,
Lord.
They say don't ask your questions, but Lord, why me? If you trust me with that, then you'll give me the victory, 'cause I know what you said.
With me.
You've been right.